Our geo quiz today takes us to one of the world's great sand deserts. Here's how a travel writer describes the place.
It's a sea of sand dunes that, for people who've seen Lawrence of Arabia, it's just you crest one sand dune and then there's another one. There are no roads. Bedouins travel through the area.
This desert occupies a large portion of the Arabian Peninsula. So yes, we're talking Saudi Arabia mostly, but also parts of Oman, the United Arab Emirates, and Yemen. You could describe it as an empty place, but underneath this sea of sand, there's oil, lots of it. So can you name this oil-rich desert on the Arabian Peninsula? The answer is coming up just ahead on the program. I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. For our geo quiz, we asked you to name the desert that occupies a major portion of the Arabian Peninsula. The answer is the Empty Quarter. Extra points if you know the answer in Arabic, Rub al-Khali. And bonus points if you happen to know that just below the Empty Quarter, in Yemen, there's a remote fertile valley called Wadi Du'an. That valley is a special place for Eric Hansen. He's a travel writer who's been to this part of Yemen where he made a sweet discovery. And Eric, what is it?
Well, I discovered the most expensive honey in the world is produced by nomadic beekeepers in Wadi Do'an.
And what does it taste like?
Well, it's odd. It's unlike the honey that we're familiar with because it has a very high viscosity. And when you put it in your mouth, it doesn't melt immediately. It sort of sits there. And as it literally melts in your mouth, it reveals all of these subtle, incredible, sort of buttery wildflower flavors.
Wow. So how did you stumble upon it?
I was in the area. It's actually Wadi Do'an is the ancestral land of the Bin Laden family, oddly enough. But there have been beekeepers there for over 1,000 years. And because the trees and the flowers there, they're only in bloom for maybe 3 or 4 weeks at a time. And it's incredibly dry there. You get a very small yield of honey. The price of this Wadi Do'an honey can be anywhere from $100 to $200 to $300 for a 2-pound tin.
Can you get it anywhere else?
No, I mean, I wrote an article about this years ago, and so many people contacted me saying, where can we buy this? And literally, you have to travel to Wadi Do'an in Yemen and buy it from the wholesalers. It's such a limited supply that even in the capital city, Sana'a, in Yemen, you can get maybe second or third quality of this honey. But if you want the very best, you actually have to go to where the nomadic beekeepers sell it to local dealers.
So do those nomadic beekeepers themselves even eat any, or do they just sell it because it's so expensive?
They'll save the very best for themselves, and they'll give it as wedding gifts. Some of this honey is specifically used for women who are recovering from childbirth, old men who want to, it's sort of a local Viagra for older men, or if somebody is starting a family and they want more male children,
they seem to be contradictory uses, recovering from childbirth and a Viagra type of thing. Eric, how do they serve the honey?
The main way they serve honey is by sitting around on the floor of a living room and they cut little chunks out of the honeycomb, which is round, about 6 inches wide, maybe about an inch thick. And the tin is just passed around and people will take a small bite. And they usually serve coffee, maybe ginger flavored coffee with the honey. Or if the honey has been squeezed out of the comb, they'll have fresh, still warm pita bread, which is dipped in the honey.
So is it dessert, appetizer, snack?
It's like a snack. It's like a very elegant snack. If you go to a Yemeni's house and they offer you coffee, that's normal. If they offer you honey, you know that you're an honored guest.
Eric Hansen is a travel writer and the author of Motoring with Muhammad. Thanks so much, Eric.
Thank you.